Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then the Guinea Pig is here to help you.
Hi, Mariam.
Hi, Fee. How are you?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? I think I'm fine. Last time I checked. At least it's not dark at 3. How are you?
I am sitting here watching the sun go down and seeing beautiful little snowflakes. It's really quite nice. I love London when it's sunny and snowy, which it never is.
You've had snow, haven't you? So it's been so sunny in Cornwall, I can't tell you, but it's really cold. It's very rarely cold in Cornwall, not really cold. And we don't really get snow. We've had a little bit of snow and ice, and when it gets at all cold or like that in Cornwall, you talk about it like it's a sort of, like it's a huge international drama. You say things like, well, the roads might be icy, and then we all kind of discuss it because it's so rare that we have an icy road there. It's this kind of weird Gulf Stream. And also what's nice is gearing up to talking about what next summer's going to be, because the hotel and the inquiries and everyone wanting to come to Cornwall is kind of crazy for next summer.
Staycations, meaning like not necessarily staying at your own home, but staying in the UK is actually going to be a predominant sort of way of planning. I don't think you can plan. We don't know what April is going to be like. We don't know how anything is going to pan out. So traveling to another country, now that we have Brexit too, we have no idea.
Where I have my little store in Cornwall, they are booked up, I think, until like October next year. It's crazy. Because we're still here on our screens, and actually the only thing I'd really like you to do is be able to reach your hand through the screen and give me a little lip refreshment, because I'm really feeling in need of a bit of a sort of boost. But instead of, because we can't do that anymore, we've been talking, haven't we, Mariam, about maybe pausing the Guinea Pig until we can really bring you, you know, we can bring you the information that we started this podcast with, which is going out, seeing what's great, seeing what works, investigating. I can try things for you. We can be your guinea pigs, or I can be your guinea pig, and Mariam can keep an eye on me as she always has. And we feel that because of the times that we're living in, we're not really able to fulfill that. And we don't want to lose, you know, we don't want to lose that thing that we brought you, which was kind of access and honesty. What do you think, Mariam?
I mean, it's with a heavy heart, I feel that we have to put a pause on this until, you know, we can go visit practitioners and talk about new things and have some excitement rather than just, you know, going on to more at home treatment type things. And I think you're right. We have to keep the authenticity of what our podcast is about, which is, you know, bringing you information about different treatments and practitioners. And right now with the current world situation and the lockdown in London and the country, it's really difficult to try and guinea pig anything. Then you don't have that perspective. So I think, you know, without being able to have you go guinea pig, which I know you love doing.
I do love doing. One thing I was thinking about this morning, Mariam, is that I was having a little investigation and I was thinking that my skin looked so clear. And I was thinking, I was about to think, well done me. And then I thought I should actually say, well done you. Because I just think that it's been a little while since we did the therapy and we did a little filler here and a little filler there and a little filler everywhere. And the gold, what was it called?
Aqua gold.
Aqua gold. And I was thinking, oh, my skin looks really good. And then I thought, don't be so arrogant as to think you did that all by yourself. That's hours of my, but that's, I think, the sign of a really good week is that I wouldn't know that it wasn't just me with marvelous skin. I don't feel like I look kind of like done or not natural or, you know, I still got a couple of spots this morning and... But my actual condition of my skin is really, really good. And I think that is thanks to a kind of, you know, regular care in your hands and in the hands of others. So I think this last few months, 6 months, we've done Althera. We did the Aqua Gold. We did some filler. Not much Botox, I don't think, is there?
Very little.
I feel it's really got me through, you know. People shouldn't worry about having to keep every 3 months. I think this is definitely good for six to eight months, would you say?
Absolutely. Althera even longer.
So definitely I think I can see the benefits of the Althera. There's just a kind of tightness and my face looks toned, if that makes sense.
That's such a nice feeling. I wish the rest of my body felt like that too.
None of them, from the neck down, even from the chin down, I feel toned. But just this bit up to my forehead, I feel it could be just, you know, stretched because I've had so many bags of crisps, but... it does look, the quality of my skin looks great. And I have you to thank for that. And I was listening to Norma Kamali talking about growing old gracefully and how you should be able to live in your age. And I think anybody should be able to live in their age, but I'm very happy to live in my age with a few tweakments. And
me too.
Yeah, I feel very, you know, like, I think that with your help, I haven't done too much. And that I think that when we come back in a few months, inshallah, you know, we'll be able to continue. People will be doing exciting new things. God knows I'll need 100% of everybody's help because I'm going to roll out of Cornwall like a pasty. And I, there are going to be so many things I want to do, you know, like I want to do a summer beauty edit we can do when we come back. I want to kind of have a whole summer skincare regime top to toe when taking off my winter clothes and kind of exfoliating and tightening and looking at things I can do. So there'll be so many things we can talk about when we come back, I think.
There's a lot that we can do. I think there's going to be some fun new treatments that I'm going to be doing as well. So I've been looking at some technology and I have some fun new lasers that I'm purchasing. So I can't wait to focus on those too. Yes.
Yeah. What I'd love to talk to you about with your lasers next time. I mean, honestly, there's no reason to ever stop, except I've got somebody I would love you to guinea pig. Is that I'm speaking to a woman who's in her early 40s, who has hormonal hair growth. So she's very, very hairy. And it's very distressing for her. It's not hairy. And I thought maybe when we came back, we could see what we could do. She used to take the pill and that used to help with the hair growth, but she stopped taking the pill now. She just says that she gets really thick black hairs. And I wondered, maybe that's something that your lasers would be.
Absolutely. We can discuss. There's a lot of things that we can discuss. But I am sad that we will not be around for a couple of months, but it's not goodbye. It's just a little pause. So we will be back with more interesting and exciting things coming your way. And we'll let you know. I'll put it also on my social media and the Guinea Pig podcast, of course. We'll let you know that we will be back. Okay. Hopefully soon.
We'll let you know. Yes, on Instagram we'll keep people posted, shall we, as to what when we'll be back and what we're doing. And
absolutely. Bye, Fee. I hope to see you soon.
Bye, Mariam. Will you still love me even if we don't do the podcast?
I will.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you soon. We'll see you in a few months. It won't be long. Take care of yourselves.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.